D-Radio Wissen. Dein Sonntag.
Wir freuen uns über eine junge Band, alle so um die 25 Jahre alt und trotzdem schon wahnsinnig gute Musiker. Wooden Arms aus England zu Besuch hier bei uns. Das sind Alex, Finn, Jeff, Jess und Millie. Die Musik ist so Pop mit Klassik und schön, wirklich toll. Alle zusammen beim Interview, das ist natürlich schwierig, deswegen jetzt nur Sänger und Pianist Alex. Und um keine Verwirrung zu schaffen, auch noch der Schlagzeuger, der auch Alex heißt. Hi Alex and Alex, welcome to the Radio Wissen. You just came from Hamburg. You played at the Reeperbahn Festival. How was St. Pauli? Wie war es in Hamburg beim Reeperbahn Festival?
It was lots of fun.
Yeah, it was a really, really good festival. We had a great time. We're still kind of suffering from the after effects of it now, still, but in a good way. We saw some friends that were playing there as well, and we played what was like one of the best shows for us this week, definitely, at the Imperial Theatre on Friday night.
How was the venue?
Beautiful, yeah. It was really nice sound. I really liked having everyone sitting in the kind of theatre seats in front of us.
Sitting comfortably.
Sitting very comfortably and very attentive. And it was gorgeous.
Also sie haben im Imperial Theater gespielt, im Theater, und sie spielen übrigens öfter im Theater, und es war einfach eine tolle Stimmung. Sie haben auch getwittert, sie hatten zu viel Spaß schon. We had too much fun. You had that tweet.
Yeah.
Too much.
Yeah, it was good. It was, I said, we're still like getting used to going out to like full rooms, a full house. Like I think that was 300, 350 people. Maybe more, because people are, like, standing in the aisles. I don't know the last number. But, yeah, I mean, we played big shows like that in England, but we're just getting used to it here. I mean, it's so nice. It's like, that's our third proper show in this country, and it was so nice to have that kind of reaction and those kind of people. And you know, some people knew the songs and stuff, thanks to people like yourself helping push our music. So it was really, like, nice and humbling. And
Every place we've played has been very special.
Yeah.
In Germany.
Yeah. Everyone's been like mega nice and looked after us, and we're so tired, but we don't want to go home.
Also sie sagen, sie müssen sich noch dran gewöhnen, dass sie vor so viel Publikum spielen, dass so viele Leute kommen und dass sie alle so nett sind, vor allen Dingen in Deutschland. Didn't you expect that the Germans were so nice?
Yeah, no, we were told, and you've Mackenzie here, London Alex, has toured these here parts before in older bands, but I've never been here at all. But I've heard really great things from like my peers and friends who've toured Germany about like, well, A, how different it is to the UK. I mean, we love the UK and we love touring in the UK as well. How different it is. Yeah, it's true, but it's in a good way, in a very good way.
Did you have the chance to see any other bands? Habt ihr noch andere Bands gesehen? The concerts?
Yeah, in the Reeperbahn Festival, we saw some of your friends from Norwich.
Yeah, Kill It Kid. Mm-hmm. They supported Beatsteaks. I don't know them. I don't know that band, but apparently they're
Beatsteaks.
Yeah, they're
really
huge
big.
Here. Yeah. I don't know them too much in England, but like, yeah, Kill It Kid are from, two of them at least, Chris and Steph, are from Norwich, so we hung out for a bit. I also know a couple of guys from Superfood. And they played. I didn't actually get to see their set, but we hung out for a little bit. But they're really good. They're really nice. They're from Birmingham.
Sie haben also einige Bands sehen können und vor allen Dingen auch die Beatsteaks, die sie gar nicht kennen in Großbritannien. So your music has many parts with violin, with piano, almost classic music. Klassische Musik spielt bei euch eine große Rolle, ähnlich wie bei Clean Bandit. The band Clean Bandit,
oh, yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Has been very successful lately. They have this violin music as well, a type of classical music. I would say your music is more handmade than theirs, yes? How would you describe your music, maybe compared to Clean Bandit?
I like them. I know what you mean. I would say they're a little more electronic,
yes,
than we are.
Because everyone said, oh, that's cool, that's electronic music with classic music. And
yeah.
Everyone probably, talked about classic music lately.
We're probably the other way around.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
All right.
Classical with a bit of modern.
We're adding bits of like electronic stuff actually recently. We started working with like samplers and a bit more production stuff. And we were talking about sort of, more electronic things. So yeah, I think this record, Tide, is a bit more sort of acoustic, a bit more natural. We stick to kind of try and be like a chamber kind of group a little more and kind of all perform with each other. So it's a very natural, organic kind of way of playing. So yeah, It's funny because why I love playing in a six-piece band is that no two shows are ever the same because someone will play something slightly differently.
Wrong.
And then, yeah.
That's what's great about it. I mean,
I don't believe in right or wrong with notes. It's kind of like make a. Yeah. He said that's a great cop out if you sing something
broad
wrong.
Statement. Then.
Yeah.
Also, Sie sagen, Clean Bandit ist eher elektronische Musik mit Klassikanteil und bei Wooden Arms ist es fast umgekehrt. Also ihre Musik ist eher akustisch und natürlich, fast schon wie in einem Kammerorchester. Und bei jedem Konzert klingt es auch immer ein bisschen anders. So, new album, it's called Tide. And a new website, I saw that. What's next? I saw you will play some gigs in England in October and November. Neues Album, neue Website. Was kommt als nächstes? Viele Konzerte?
Yeah, so yeah, we do a couple of shows in England. We do about 4 shows.
All theatres as well?
Big theatres? Well, we
church.
Wish.
There's, churches.
There's a bit of a mix. We've got 2 churches. We've got a church in our hometown called Octagon Chapel, which is stunning, a really stunning building in Norwich, and St. Pancras Old Church in London, which is again a very lovely, delicious venue. It's going to be beautiful. But then we're playing at the Green Door Store in Brighton, which is very nice, very like cool, I suppose. I've not actually been there before, but like our trumpet player went to uni in Brighton, and he knows it well.
I've played there before.
Yeah. Are you good?
Yeah.
And the Junction in Cambridge, which actually is a theatre. So yeah, 1 theatre, 2 churches, 1 gig venue. So
4 weddings.
4 weddings, 1 funeral and a small donkey.
Also sie spielen häufig in Kirchen, sie spielen auch in Theatern und am Ende ist auch noch ein Esel dabei. A donkey. It's an Esel. This is the German translation, is Esel.
Esel. I'm now going to learn what donkey is in German. I was afraid for you to say it. It's great.
Esel.
Esel.
You are all from England, right?
Yeah.
What did you think on Friday morning when you heard that Scotland has voted no to the independence? Wie habt ihr das Nein zur Unabhängigkeit von Schottland empfunden?
Well, this is funny because when you say English, we're actually not all like fully English because I'm half Scottish. You're a bit more Scottish.
I am from Scotland, yes. Yeah. So although I don't have a Scottish accent.
Yeah. Did you vote?
No, I couldn't vote because I don't live in Scotland
anymore. Right. No. So what did you think? What did you feel?
I felt relieved, to be honest. Right. I think that, it's very important that Scotland, you know, the changes that needed to be made, people felt needed changing. That opinion is been very well voiced now, I think, and I think it's good that we have the opportunity to make those changes without breaking the union apart, which I think would have been very sad, and also a big old headache for everybody, I think, and so much uncertainty. Yeah, I thought independence would have been a bit extreme, basically, for the changes that need to be made.
It's good that they're still with us, I think.
I think so. I've always been happy being British and Scottish.
Also beide sind ziemlich froh, dass das Vereinigte Königreich nicht auseinandergerissen wird. Beide haben schottische Wurzeln und es hätte ihnen gar nicht gefallen, wenn es mit der Unabhängigkeit geklappt hätte. Sie freuen sich aber, dass jetzt viel über Schottland gesprochen wurde und gewisse Probleme halt auch auf dem Tisch sind und behandelt werden. Im Internet wird ja einem ständig vorgeschlagen, wenn dir diese Musik gefällt, dann gefällt dir auch das hier. If you like this, you'll probably like that as well. I would say, besides it's a completely different music, when someone like me loves Mumford and Sons, he will also like your music. Would you agree?
No, I'm gonna say it. I don't really like Mumford and Sons.
You don't? Why not?
I think they're quite formulaic in that they have a structure and they stick to it. Now, don't get me wrong. They make a lot of people happy. Yeah. And like,
I'm sure they're great people.
I'm sure they're great people. You know, and they've all got a mother. And they're not really my thing. But like, I think it's a little bit like verse, chorus, banjo plays for like 9 hours, shouty, 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 chorus, end. But even though we have a formula too, so they could be like, oh, well, it's just string, string, violin, piano, piano, lyrics about death, end. Because that's our song. So, you know, who am I to say?
Yeah, it's not our bag. I think there's a tendency to lump in so many different kinds of music because they can go under the heading of folk.
Yeah.
Of new folk or whatever this thing is that Mumford and Sons are responsible for.
they have a lot to be responsible for.
But yeah, I suppose if you like Mumford and Sons, you may well like us.
Also, Sänger Alex mag Mumford & Sons nicht so wirklich. Die haben für ihn ein zu durchschaubares Muster in ihren Songs. Aber es kann schon gut sein, dass Mumford-Sympathisanten auch Wooden Arms gut finden. Da hat er natürlich nichts dagegen. So, let's come back to your music, to violin, violin, piano, violin, piano.
Yeah. Moan, moan.
Oh, you've heard that one then. You know the one I mean.
Depressing.
Yeah.
No, it's not depressing. No. That's not depressing.
D-Radio Wissen. Dein Sonntag.